The biggest games.
Recce for three, got it to go.
The most compelling stories.
Three of the former players at Suns were on this particular Monroe team.
The area's best high school sports coverage.
Throws it down with two hands, the whole hoop is shaking.
That's a 10. That's a 10, baby.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
A special Thursday night showcase of Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. The number 4 and number 7 ranked teams in boys basketball Division I in the state of Wisconsin set to square off tonight at Sun Prairie East High School. The Sun Prairie East Cardinals play to the Verona Wildcats in a battle in the Big 8. And our seats are so good, we must be in the front row. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jesse Nelson, joined by the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Semrau. Dennis, good evening, and a top 10 showdown that we're set for tonight between Sun Prairie East and Verona.
Get up, get up, get out of here. Gone. Yes, as a tribute to the late, great Bob Uecker, we're at almost center, not quite center court, on a corner here. I've been had this game circled for 2 months. And everything's lived up to everything so far. Sun Prairie East lost their first game of the year. Boom, they've won 11 in a row. They're 8-3. Verona lost their first game. They've won 11 in a row. Sun Prairie East got a couple of losses here because they've not shared the ball too much. But the over-under in this game is 175. Sun Prairie East averaging 92 points a game. Verona averaging 83. Last year, when we were at Sun Prairie West, it was Sun Prairie West 105, Verona 101. It could be like that tonight.
For over 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and the trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a newer used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda today or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. Dennis, if we're going to tell the story of this game, the first time we're seeing Sun Prairie East this year on Zimbrick Honda's Prep Mania, you can't tell the story of the Cardinals this year without the leading scorer, not in the Big 8, not in the state, in the nation, leading the way this year in Chris Davis Jr.
Yes, first day of school, Sun Prairie East coach Steve Masalter walking down the hallway, and somebody comes up to him and goes, "You won't guess who's here." He goes, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "Chris Davis Jr. is in the building." What? He was at Sun Prairie West last year. He was headed for a prep school. Unfortunately, his dad passed away over the summer. He ends up here at Sun Prairie East, across town. He averaged, wow, last year, 50 points. That was the number you were looking at every game because he could hit it more often than not.
Zimbrick,
61 in a game last year.
Incredible.
Can we see that tonight?
An incredible talent. I think we can see it tonight here on the home floor. Sun Prairie East 8-3, 6-1 in Big 8 conference play. But the team that wants to put a stop to him is the Verona Wildcats. As you mentioned, Dennis, they enter on an 11-game winning streak. They are unbeaten, 7-0 in Big 8 conference play, ranked 4th in the state of Wisconsin, Division I boys basketball in the Wisports Coaches Poll. Head coach Cottrell Robinson, in his third season leading the Wildcats, feels he has a special team this year.
Yeah, and that's without Will Strumlow, a sophomore, expected a lot, out with a broken foot. And Trey Poteet, Mr. Excitement, is off to Tennessee to play football, so graduating at semester, and he would be a 20-point scorer. But Drew Murphy set the school scoring record 34 years. Jason Schutz held that record, and it was broken on the last week on the 11th. So Murph over 1,500 points. He can fill it up. But then also Cameron Williams averaged about 20 points a game. So, and then you look on the other side, Sun Prairie East, Max Raymer coming in averaging at 18. He was one of our student athletes, UW Credit Union Student Athletes of the Year, of the Week, rather, back in September, quarterback of the football team. He can fill it up. Tristan Fry can fill it up. I love it on their senior spotlight. Tristan Fry never met a shot I didn't like. Not you didn't like, I didn't like. So we know he's going to be firing it up. Problem, though, is you got to share the ball once in a while. When Sun Prairie East moves the ball really well, they can't be stopped. When they try to go into the one-on-one too much, too much selfishness. That's got him a couple of losses back-to-back here, so they need to break out of that funk tonight.
Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania, 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, the 7th-ranked Sun Prairie East Cardinals, playing host to the 4th-ranked Verona Wildcats, a Thursday night showcase here on 100.5 ESPN. Time now to hear from this week's UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week. For over 90 years, UW Credit Union's helped Wisconsinites achieve their financial goals at every stage of life, offering great rates for greater possibilities. Join today at uwcu.org. UW Credit Union, proud to support all the area's student athletes. Make sure to listen every week to hear the UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week. This week, Jacob Stern of St. Ambrose.
Our ESPN Madison UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week, Jacob Stern from St. Ambrose Academy in Madison. Welcome.
Thank you, Dennis.
You're a multiple sport athlete. Let me see here. Football, you did cross country for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball and state track and field. What's your best sport?
I'm the best at track technically, but my favorite is basketball.
What do you like about basketball?
Well, I think the main thing that I love about the game is that the way to win is by playing selflessly. At least from my position as point guard, it promotes letting other people do what they're best at to win the game. Promotes hustle, hard work, things like that. I think it helps you to be a better person while also being really fun to play.
Biggest influence on you in academics?
I think my science teacher in middle school, I have no clue if he remembers me, but his name was Mr. Shantz. He was the first teacher I had who entertained like random questions that I had or things I was curious about and like wanted to learn more of. I would ask him things about like black holes and things like that when our subject matter was life science, and he would give the best answer that he could.
When you look back at your time, you know, at St. Ambrose, what's going to stand out the most about your 4 years?
I think I'll remember my friendships that I made, like how I was talking about earlier. I can be friends with people from any grade, but also I think my friendships are on a deeper level than some of my acquaintances I make. Like even some of my ALCS friends, I feel like I've made deeper friendships with them that are gonna last a long time because of our shared faith and shared experiences and things like that. I don't think I'll lose the friends that I made quickly.
And I mentioned earlier you got a Hall of Fame basketball coach. What's it been like having Coach Butler over here?
Well, it's a lot harder, but I enjoy the discipline. All my ALCS friends are shocked when I tell them we do a minute of nonstop push-ups to begin every practice. But like that's just how he rolls.
All right. Well, Jacob Sturm is our UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week from St. Ambrose Academy. Jacob, have a great rest of your senior year.
Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania, 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Jesse Nelson, the Dean Dennis Semrau, and a top 10 Thursday night showcase on ESPN Madison. The Verona Wildcats ranked 4th in the state in the D1 Wisports.net coaches poll on the road visiting the 7th-ranked Sun Prairie East Cardinals. The Wildcats and the Cardinals, two of the teams that expect to be the top contenders in the Big 8 Conference, squaring off boys basketball on a Thursday night special on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Stoughton Health provides trusted care close to home. They're proud to support all the area's student-athletes and wishing them all the best this season. From rehab to ortho care, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit stoughtonhealth.com to learn more. The opening tip in the air, working right to left as we see it and as you see it on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, the Sun Prairie East Cardinals have the basketball. Top of the key, Max Raymer drives inside, uses the glass, and goes up good for two. Senior Max Raymer, first points of the game, 2-0 Sun Prairie East, not even 15 seconds in.
Drew Murphy with a pull-up jumper.
Pull-up jumper for Murphy. Free throw line extended right, and it's good to go. Drew Murphy ties the game at 2. Murphy, an outstanding player of the Verona Wildcats, leading scorer on the year, first team all Big Eight, back-to-back seasons, averaging 24.5 points a game. Sun Prairie East comes up empty on its trip down the floor. Now a pull-up right side block, no good, falling away, and the ball trickles out of bounds, last touched by the Verona Wildcats. Action-packed, and we're only 50 seconds into this game.
Going to be seeing a lot of shooting tonight. A couple of keys up. But for Verona, they've got to be ready for Sun Prairie East to shoot a lot of threes, be ready to face multiple defenses. And it's a player game. Don't settle for one pass and a shot. Got to move the ball. Same thing for Sun Prairie East. They have to move the ball. We'll get a lot of paint touches tonight.
The reigning leading scorer in the nation, Chris Davis Jr., drives in with the right hand. No good off the back of the rim. Pull-up jumper in transition. No good. Offensive board. Murphy in the paint. Can't get it. Batted around. Murphy, another chance. No good. Too strong off the glass. Rebound, Sun Prairie East. Here comes Reed Sogstad up the right side of the floor. Now Raymer left side. And he's fouled, trying to drive into the paint with 16:37 to play in the first half. Tied at two, top 10 showdown, fourth-ranked Verona, seventh-ranked Sun Prairie East.
Foul by number two, Amari Phillips, their first foul of the game here, just a minute and a half in. I think got a feeling they're going to let him play tonight.
Senior-laden starting lineup for the Sun Prairie East Cardinals and four of five starters, seniors for the Verona Wildcats. Nine of the 10 players starting this game on the floor, seniors. These two teams both expect to make a big run in the postseason. Wouldn't be surprised if they meet three times this year. Sun Prairie East comes up empty. Transition bucket easy. Two is up and good for Amari Phillips. The senior gives the Wildcats a 4-2 lead with 16:10 to play in the first half. Bounce pass over to the left corner. Raymer now comes back over into the left corner. Fry back to Davis. Davis, left side, step back, three is good. Chris Davis Jr., silky smooth. First bucket of the night for the reigning national leading scorer from a year ago. 5-4, Sun Prairie East on top. Cross-court pass for the Wildcats into the hands of Bennett Buss. Buss directing traffic now to Jackson Connor. Connor drives to the top of the key. Pull-up shot, no good. Batted around, offensive board is collected by Connor. Connor back in, driving,
oh,
and a slam.
Baby.
Cameron Williams, hello. 6-5, Verona.
Verona's attacking the boards with vengeance tonight. Multiple shots in the last couple possessions. That was the signature dunk.
15-15 to play first half. Top 10 showdown, Sun Prairie East, the seventh-ranked team in the state. Davis drives, and to the bucket, he's good. Lays it up for his fifth points. 7-6, Sun Prairie East by one, 3 minutes in. Driving baseline, tapped but stays inbounds into the corner for Amari Phillips. Phillips swinging all the way now around the perimeter, back to the midcourt circle where Bennett Buss will control the point. Buss passes out of the screen for Cameron Williams, right side of the floor. On the wing now, free throw line extended right position for Drew Murphy. Murphy working one-on-one with Raymer. Great battle to keep an eye on. Up top, open three, no good. Off the front of the rim for Amari Phillips, and a rebound comes the other way for the Cardinals. Davis into the paint. Reverse layup. Oh, it doesn't go. No good off the rim. And here comes Verona trying to run quickly. Buss over to the corner, and the Sun Prairie East defense caught up, so Verona will reset. Bennett Buss directs traffic, top of the key. Now into the paint. Kick it left corner. One step for Connor. Connor now trying to find some room, guarded tightly by number 14, Tristan Fry. He is in some trouble before getting it over to Murphy. Back up top, 14:05 to play. First half, Verona resets, trailing by one.
And there's a matchup to watch. Max Raymer on Murphy tonight here.
Into the corner, here's Murphy, guarded by Raymer. Swing it all the way back up top for Buss. Buss to the corner, here's Jackson Connor. Bounce pass. Trying to find the positioning for Cameron Williams. Williams had it batted as it comes back out into the hands of Bennett Buss near the midcourt line. And both these teams, especially Verona, thankful there's no shot clock in Wisconsin high school basketball this season.
We won't need one tonight. Trust me.
They've held the ball for about a minute here on this possession, trying to find a good look. Here's one. Three, no good for Buss, but an offensive board for Williams, and a putback is good. 4 points for Cameron Williams. They had the ball for almost 2 minutes on that possession, but Verona comes away with two and the lead, 8-7. 13:15 to play first half at Sun Prairie East High School. Pull up three for Raymer, no good. And a rebound, Verona. 5 minutes in, Drew Murphy, bounce pass, down to the right baseline, trying to find an opening. Connor picks up his dribble in the paint, now has to throw it up off the glass. Good defense by Tristan Fry, who gets the block and the board. Fry, shovel pass, right side, three, no good. Rebound, Drew Murphy. 12:45 to play first half, 8-7. Verona leads Sun Prairie East. Bounce pass down to the right block. Jackson Connor, swing it all the way back out. Open three, halfway down and battles out, no good. Loose ball, and look at Connor diving on the hustle play to come up with it. Finds an opening for Phillips, gets a defender in the air. Can't complete it, though. Rebound, Klusik. Here comes Sun Prairie East, down by one. 8-7, 12:20 to play first half. Open three, left side, Fry, he's no good. Sun Prairie East has gone cold from the field, and the ball goes out of bounds with 12:16 to play first half. Everybody, catch your breath.
Well, Fry, in his senior spotlight, says never met a shot he didn't like. Maybe that one, just a little bit outside his range, but both teams here just at a frenetic pace. Both playing man-to-man defense in your face, playing for every inch. This is for a conference title. It's only the first time they meet this year. They met three times last year, and Verona ended up winning two or three, including the tournament.
Left corner now, bounce pass down to Kamar Bridges-Miller, number zero in the road, black uniforms of the Verona Wildcats. Swing it all the way up top. Murphy open three, no good. Offensive rebound. Phillips, one of the smallest guys on the floor, got it. Couldn't finish, but another chance. Cameron Williams finishes. 6 points for Williams, 10-7 Verona, 11:45 to play first half.
Yeah, I love Williams. He's being recruited by the WIUC schools, in particular Eau Claire and Whitewater. Also, Winona State's giving some good looks here. Honorable mention on conference a year ago, and looking good tonight.
Chris Davis Jr., the Arkansas State commit, misses badly on that three-point attempt, and it goes out of bounds to Verona, 11:29 to play first half. Sun Prairie East has gone a little cold here. By the way, my first broadcast of the year with you, Dennis. You may not be remembering the magic number is still in play.
Oh, I'm waiting for it.
82 tonight's magic number. Expecting some points on the board here at Verona, Sun Prairie East High School. Verona with the basketball, stepping on the baseline, out of bounds to Sun Prairie East with 11:11 to play in the first half.
Looks like we got a pretty sharp officiating crew. It looks like they're in shape tonight. They're going to need it. Been a lot of up and down here tonight.
Not even 7 minutes in. It's been a frenetic pace here early on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Into the paint, Raymer lost control of the dribble a little bit. Are they going to say he was contacted? I think so. So it'll stay with Sun Prairie East. The foul goes on Cameron Williams of Verona. Two team fouls on Verona here in the first half, 7 minutes in. None yet on Sun Prairie East. In for Davis. Davis trying to initiate contact down underneath the basket. Murphy did a great job avoiding it, and Davis shoveled it up off the board. No good. Coming the other direction, Kamar Bridges-Miller lays it up good for two.
Lost the handle, got it back right away, though, off the glass. Nothing but net.
6 points unanswered for the Verona Wildcats to extend the lead to 12-7. Tristan Fry, left to right across the paint, now swing it all the way to the left corner. Back into the hands of Davis, top of the key. Davis drives right hand, goes up to the bucket and lays it in. He makes some of those athletic plays look so easy.
Because when he wants to score, you can't stop him.
And once again,
Cameron Williams, a second powerful dunk. 14-9, Cameron Williams making a statement in this first half at Sun Prairie East.
Couple of nines so far in the dunk meter.
Fry no good in the paint, contested. And it comes away to Verona, but deflected at midcourt. Sun Prairie East has it. Pass to the corner. Wide open three off the back of the rim. No good for Klusik. Verona in transition. Phillips wants to run, and he's blocked in the paint. Foul's going to go against
Songstad, number 23.
Yeah,
it looks like
that's Songstad, who's going to pick it up for Sun Prairie East, the senior. 9:51 to play, almost midway through the first half already.
Three fouls, that's my kind of game.
14-9. Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. They call that a shooting foul, so two free throws here for Amari Phillips. He's good on the first. Zimbraconda, proud partner of the Madison community since 1973. Now your one-stop shop for over 250 new Hondas to choose from. Whether you're looking for a sedan, SUV, or truck, their selection of new vehicles second to none and has exactly what you're looking for. Stop in today at their location on Fish Hatchery Road. Check out the all-new 2024 Honda Prologue, Honda's first all-electric SUV, or browse their car selection online at ZimbrickHonda.com. Shop local, shop Zimbrick Honda. 2 of 2. Phillips at the line, 16-9. Verona's lead, its largest of the night at 7. Raymer trying to answer, goes right, then left, lays it up off the glass, falling to the floor, good for 2. 4 points for the second leading scorer for the Sun Prairie East Cardinals, Max Raymer. Now a takeaway. Chris Davis Jr., left side of the floor, wants it himself, sprints and turns on the Jets for a reverse layup, good. 9 points for Chris Davis Jr. 16-13, Verona by 3, 9:15 to play first half. Swinging right wing and now back up top for Murphy. Murphy into the paint. Oh, it's rejected by Tristan Frye. 2-on-1 if Sun Prairie East hustles. Davis spins his way in. Draws contact. Not a shooting foul. It would have gone if it counted. But instead, Sun Prairie East will keep it on the floor. Down 3, 9:02 to play first half. He has that extra level of speed. And actually, I lied. They are going to say it was a shooting foul. But the shot did not go on the far end of the floor. My mistake. So Chris Davis Jr. to the line for 2. First free throw is up and good. 10 points now for Davis. 78% free throw shooter on the year. Committed to Arkansas State, the Sun Belt Conference, Dennis.
Yeah, it's going to be a good place for him to start. I can see, you know, with the portal, you never know where guys are going to end up. Just get a place to play. And then see what happens where the money comes. I mean, that's the way college basketball is these days.
Both free throws good at the line for Chris Davis Jr., averaging 38 points a game. And now another takeaway for Sun Prairie East. Chance to get the lead. Davis out in front. Left hand contested. Blocked at the rim. That's a great defensive play by the Wildcats. And now they come in transition. Phillips draws contact. No, they're going to say traveled. Phillips travels. So it goes back to Sun Prairie East, down 1, 16-15, 8:42 to play first half.
Nice dish by Murphy. You could have taken that shot. The better shot, unfortunately, travel call on Phillips.
Raymer takes a seat right in front of us, our broadcast booth here on the lower right corner as you see it on the YouTube stream. Tristan Frye, turnaround jumper, first point of the night. And the Cardinals are back out in front, 17-16, 8:20 to play first half. Murphy. Left to right across the paint. Kick it right corner. Open three is good. KBM. Kamar Bridges Miller. Good from beyond the arc. And it's 19-17 Verona. Raymer. No correction. That's Glusick. No look pass underneath is stolen away by Verona. Bennett Boss lays it up with the right hand in front of Davis. And it's good for 2.
Plus the points guard averages about 8 points a game. But that one, he went right to the hole. And way to use the glass.
Don't miss your bus. It's 21-17, 7:50 to play. Davis trying to answer, down to the left block, trying to draw contact. Williams backed off, and Davis put it in. 21-19 Verona, 7:35 to play first half. Top 10 showdown at Sun Prairie East High School. Jesse Nelson, Dennis Semrau, stolen away. Fries all alone in the front court, and he ties the game with an easy layup. Sun Prairie East showing up on the defensive end of the court here in the last few minutes to bring themselves back to a tie game. Does Murphy have a response? Passes for Williams, left corner, drives, baseline, goes up, good for 2. They are so fast. You don't see this kind of pace on a night-to-night basis in the Big 8 or anywhere here in the Madison area.
No, we don't. Verona doing a great job attacking the rim. Sun Prairie East doing a good job on the defensive end, forcing turnovers.
Tristan Frye, bounce pass for Davis, left wing. Davis working one-on-one with Murphy, tries to shake him, drives in, and goes good for 2. Davis putting on a show in the first half, ties the game at 23. 6:45 to play in period number 1 on Zimbraconda's Prep Mania. Response, Kamar Bridges Miller, no, gets his own board and a putback. Good, 7 points, Kamar Bridges Miller, and a 2-point lead for the Wildcats of Verona.
Once again, offensive rebounding there, the key.
You can see the college talent that's on display. Senior-laden teams, both sides, and they are playing toe-to-toe tonight. This is everything as advertised.
Yeah, they might not be the high-level D1, the Big Ten type, but these guys can play. They're going to be a lot of players playing at the next level here.
You can just see in the size and the athleticism and the speed, it just feels different than some of the other games we see throughout the course of the season. A whistle prior, nope, they're going to say...
On the floor,
yeah. So that's against Verona. So it stays with Sun Prairie East, down by 2, 6:21 to play first half. Jesse Nelson, Dennis Semrau, Zimbraconda's Prep Mania.
That's a big one. First foul on Murphy. He is not going to be playing on Davis normally. They don't want to pick him picking up fouls.
Inbound pass comes in in the corner. Step back, and it's good. Wow. Chris Davis Jr. I mean, he does so much that leaves you speechless. You feel like you've seen it all, and then he answers. How about this answer wide open for Drew Murphy?
Anything you can do.
I can do better.
There you go. Matching threes.
28-26, Verona by two, under 6 minutes to play in the first half. This one no good for Sun Prairie East. Rebound comes this way for the Verona Wildcats. Into the front court, Bennett Buss, left wing, picks it up. Murphy, heat check three.
Yes.
Oh, he got it
Count
again. It. Drew Murphy, back-to-back threes and back-to-back trips down the floor. Back to a five-point lead for the Verona Wildcats. 5.5 to play in the first.
Murphy can score in all three levels. When he came in as a freshman, that's what he shot.
Raymer's headed back to the locker room as that bucket's good for the Cardinals. 31-28, 5:20 to play first half.
Van Vogler on that one.
Vogler gets the bucket, but we'll keep an eye and keep an update if we do see what's up with Max Raymer, one of the senior leaders for the Sun Prairie East Cardinals, the second leading scorer on the year. Approaching the five-minute mark, Murphy passes left side, Buss for three, off the front of the rim, no good. In the paint, Murphy fighting for the rebound, and it's taken away by Sun Prairie East. Fighting for it in the backcourt, though, keeping it away, Vogler now going right to left all the way across the midcourt logo, and finally has to pass it away. Nope, Murphy stole it.
Do it.
He did not put it in with a dunk, and he got crossed up on his own, and he missed the bucket entirely. Davis's response into the paint, trying to draw contact, asks for a foul, doesn't get it. Shot no good. Here comes Murphy. Pushes
off.
Everybody's getting a little crazy now. Cardinal fans like the call on the star of the Wildcats, Drew Murphy, 4:33 to play in the first half.
His second foul, offensive foul there. They don't like to see that. 4 minutes to go. He could be headed to the bench.
And you can tell head coaches Cottrell Robinson and Steve Mesalter both want to hang on to their timeouts until the second half, thinking this is going to be a tight game down to the finish. Very critical for playoff positioning and for conference title implications early in the season here on Zimbrick Honda's Prep Mania.
Mark that score. 3-point lead for Verona. Murphy goes to the bench. See how long he has to be out before they can make it to the half and keep it within three or four. I think he'll stay out.
Inbound pass into the backcourt. Vogler brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass left side. Now top of the key. Little miscommunication. Raymer's back on the floor, though. He's got it. So just a quick trip back to the locker room. He's back out on the floor. And now he had it stolen away. Buss from behind. Verona's got it. Bennett Buss left side. Out front, Cameron Williams into the paint. Had it partially blocked. There for the cleanup, but no bucket. Maddox Boato can't get it. And here comes Sun Prairie East left side. 3:50 to play in the first half. Top of the key, Raymer. Directs traffic at the midcourt circle. Bounce pass right side, Glusick. Glusick into the paint. Kick it out left corner. Now driving inside, undersized. Reed Sogstad. 3-point shot left side, no good. Comes up short. Rebound, Verona. 3:30 to play first half. 31-28 Wildcats. Top 10 showdown on the road. Verona with the lead. Buss. Free throw line extended left. Now back up top. Driving left side. Watto over to the left corner. Here's Jackson Connor. Connor trying to drive the baseline. Tries to throw it to the other direction, but it's stolen away by Sun Prairie East, and contact as bodies hit the floor. It's going to go on Verona with 3:11 to play. And that was the last foul to give for Verona in the first half. Something to keep an eye on over the final 3:11, Dennis.
It was 22, but Deo with a foul there. That was a takedown. 2 points here on a Saturday for a wrestling tournament, but here it just gets you an offensive foul.
Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. Jesse Nelson and the Dean Dennis Semrau. Audio producer Chrissy Birdsall, video producer Pablo Iglesias, all part of our broadcast crew tonight at Sun Prairie East High School. Left side, Fry had it partially blocked from behind, couldn't get good positioning down on the left block. It's stolen away by Verona. A little trouble collecting it. Now, free throw line extended left, and the shot is good for Cameron Williams. 2:40 to play.
That was a ho-hum shot after his two dunks. He gets the easy ones there.
Klusik left side, picks up the dribble, goes left. Here comes Sogstad. Sogstad passes over across the paint, and it's intercepted by Williams. Williams with numbers in front. Kick it left. Open three. Bridges Miller off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Sun Prairie East. Cameron Klusik, the brother of Max. Brings it into the front court, spins away from traffic. Raymer tried to draw a foul at midcourt as he get the pass in traffic. He didn't get it called. Now Glusick again. Couple of steps behind the free throw line. Resets to Fry. Out near the midcourt circle. Fry drives inside. Step in front of the free throw line. Tries to get to the right block. Can't find it. Davis not on the floor for Sun Prairie East. Hasn't been for a couple of minutes now. Glusick, left side. Open look for three off the back of the rim. No good for Camden Glusick. And under 2 minutes to play, it's back to Verona with a five-point advantage. Bennett Buss, left side. Williams dribbles back slowly near the midcourt circle. Williams one-on-one guarded by Tristan Fry. Fry for Buss. Buss, bounce pass taken away by Sun Prairie East. Right place, right time, Sogstad. Glusick, left side for his brother. Open three, no good. And a weak side rebound to the Wildcats. Amari Phillips has it, pushes quick in front. Here comes Buss down to the left block. Picks up the dribble. No, but the putback for Kamar Bridges-Miller. Offensive boards critical for Verona's seven-point lead right now.
And they're doing this with Murphy on the bench.
70 seconds to play in the first half, approaching 1 minute to go. Right side, Raymer. Drives inside, free throw line extended right. Now kick it left, open three for Fry. They cannot buy a three. Chase down the rebound, and it was saved by Glusick. He threw it off of Boato, and a little, I think he was standing on the sideline there. So it's actually going to stay with Sun Prairie East with 54.6 to go in the first half, just under 1 minute to play in a fast-moving first half.
You know, we came looking for an offensive explosion. I'm impressed with the defenses here. Everything is contested.
Davis is back into the game, and he quickly lays it up good for two. Chris Davis Jr., we have to get out the calculator to figure out how much he's got at halftime. Williams, step back off the front of the rim, no good. 40 seconds to play. Sun Prairie East basketball after the rebound by Fry, down by five. Glusick. Pass right side, now over to Raymer. Good look for three, and he got it. There's the three the Cardinals have been looking for. Two-point game, 35-33 Verona after Max Raymer's first three of the night. 22 seconds, and a one-hand slam. Kamar Bridges-Miller, plus a stare down. 37-33, 15 seconds to go to halftime.
8.5, give him an extra half for the stare.
Davis with 10 seconds, drives left, down to the block, up and fouled. With 5.8 to go. He'll shoot two free throws. Shot no good. What a first half. Dennis, it was about a decade ago I started calling some city conference basketball for ESPN Milwaukee. You see teams like Rufus King and Milwaukee Washington and, you know, some of those great programs down in that area.
Vincent back in those days.
The speed and the athleticism that was on display in those games reminds me of what we're seeing tonight on the floor between these two teams.
Oh, yes,
it
definitely
just feels different. Davis' free throw is good.
By the way, that was Cam Williams' second foul. 7-1, seven fouls on Verona, only one on the host team here.
Chris Davis Jr., second free throw is up and good. 37-35, 5 seconds until the break. Left side, Williams, pull up three off the front of the rim, no good. Fry gets the rebound, and the buzzer sounds. Close as expected. High scoring as expected. Maybe faster than anticipated. 37-35 Verona with the lead on the road at the break. Prep Mania's video stream sponsored by Pemberton PI. When life takes an unexpected turn, turn to Pemberton Personal Injury Law Firm. Pemberton's client-centered approach ensures you're treated with respect, care, and compassion. Never just another case. With offices in Madison and Baraboo, Pemberton has the experience to secure the justice and compensation you deserve. Serving clients statewide, there are no fees until you win. Trust a firm that treats you like family. Visit Pemberton Personal Injury Law Firm at PembertonPI.com. Coming up at the break, we'll get the Midwest Financial Group coaches profile for tonight's game. That's straight ahead at the break. 37-35, Verona leads Sun Prairie East on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. Halftime on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania, 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Jesse Nelson, the Dean, Dennis Semrau. 37-35, the fourth-ranked Verona Wildcats lead the seventh-ranked Sun Prairie East Cardinals in a top-10 Thursday night showcase in the Big 8 Conference. Time now for the coaches' profile, brought to you by Midwest Financial Group. The lineup at Midwest Financial Group coaches. Let me try that again. My first broadcast of the year. I apologize, everybody. The coaches' profile is brought to you by Midwest Financial Group. The lineup
at Midwest Financial Group consists of coaches for your financial world, organizing all the players on your personal team for the best chance of success. Behind every great team is a great coach. Let Midwest Financial Group be yours for your financial planning needs. Head to mfgteam.org to get a start today on your financial future. That's mfgteam.org. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network at FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor. I'm sure it will be easier for Dennis Semra to tell you about the coach's profile than it was for me setting it up for him. Dennis, go ahead and tell us about these coaches.
All right,
tonight.
First of all, Kurtrell Robinson. He's a Madison LaFollette grad, works in the Verona School District, restorative practice and student engagement, assistant AD over at the Badger Ridge Middle School. He, phenomenal. Madison LaFollette alumnus, played at State. Coached his alma mater for 8 years, led LaFollette to 2 conference championships and 4 regional titles and 6 sectional appearances. As a player, though, he won 2 Division II national titles at Winona State. He was a JV coach in Winona Grove and then over at Sun Prairie for a while here when it was one school. And switching over to Sun Prairie East, Steve Meselter, his 3rd year at Sun Prairie East. He was the Big 8 coach of the year last year. He's an 8th grade math teacher at the old high school is now where the middle school is, so familiar turf. Lives in Sun Prairie West School District. His daughter plays for the Sun Prairie West program. And he coaches a lot of the girls. We were talking the other night about our game we had on Tuesday with McFarland and Monona Grove. He's coached a lot of those girls in the summertime. So both coaches very involved in their communities.
That your Midwest Financial Group coaches profile. A couple of coaches in their 3rd season. Steve Meselter of Sun Prairie East and Cottrell Robinson of Verona. Again, the lineup at Midwest Financial Group consists of coaches for your financial world, organizing all the players on your personal team for the best chance of success. Behind every great team is a great coach. Let Midwest Financial Group be yours for your financial planning needs. Head to mfgteam.com to get a start today on your financial future. That's mfgteam.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Group, FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor. 37-35, Verona leads Sun Prairie East at the break. The second half is straight ahead on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania, 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. If you're just joining us, you're in for a treat of a second half here on ESPN Madison and Zimbrick Honda's Prep Mania. Jesse Nelson and the Dean Dennis Semrau courtside in the front row for the top 10 showdown between the 4th-ranked Verona Wildcats and the 7th-ranked Sun Prairie East Cardinals. 37-35 at the break. Verona on the road with a 2-point lead.
Tastes great.
Less filling.
There you go.
Coming up after the game, we will award our Pizza Hut Player of the Game. Pizza and wings or wings and pizza? The best deals have both. Introducing Pizza Hut's original stuffed crust and wings bundle. Get a large one-topping stuffed crust pizza, 16 boneless wings with 2 sauces, only $19.99. Order on the app or at PizzaHut.com today. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Prep Mania. High Crossing Boulevard, yeah. I'll tell you, Dennis. Okay. You don't have to check it this
there
time.
There you go. Easy scorebook. Chris Davis, 22 points. Leads Sun Prairie East, 11 for Kamari Bridges-Miller and 12 for Cam Williams.
First shot of the second half off the back of the rim, no good for Verona. That's how things open up. 10 seconds in, Sun Prairie East with a chance to tie or take the lead. Driving left side of the paint, Glusick back up top, open look for 3, and the lead. Reed Sogstad, first points of the night. And the Cardinals are up 1, 38-37.
Nice pass from Max. Max will be going to UW-Milwaukee to play baseball next year. Outstanding baseball player.
Pass left corner. Buss got the defender in the air. Picks up his dribble at the left block. Bounce pass into the paint. Turnaround Cam Williams. No good. Tapped around and out of bounds. Last touched by Sun Prairie East. So it'll stay Verona basketball. Down by 1. Just 47 seconds into the second half.
Well, 175 over under. We had 72 at halftime, so come on, guys, pick it up a little bit here.
Magic number tonight, 82. First team to score 82, 98% chance to go and win this game, and it could come down to just that. Murphy is good for 2 in the paint. He's got 10 points now tonight. The Northern Michigan commit, 39-38. Verona back on top on the road, 1 minute into the second half.
3 players in double figures for Verona.
Bounce pass, Raymer lost control of it, looks for a foul, doesn't get the call. Buss now in front with numbers. Bounce pass, right side for 3. Williams, no good. Offensive board, no. A diving hustle play on the baseline, and Sun Prairie East comes away with it. Oh, credit Sogstad, who's hot to start this half. He hit the 3, and then he comes up with the big play, throws it off a Verona defender, and it's Cardinal basketball.
Giving it up, baby, for the team. You like it when the little guy's out there. He's 5'8", and you got Buss at 5'9 on the other end. He is just, I'm going to say water bugger. He's just in your face. He's that pesky gnat. Get away, get away. Both those guys playing great tonight on both sides of the ball.
Raymer, handoff. Davis for three is good. He's got 25. 41-39, Sun Prairie East back on top, a minute and a half into the second.
His third three, by the way. His best is eight in a game against Janesville Craig last year.
Left side, Connor to the left block. Kick it quickly around. Bennett Buss drives inside. Spin move. Pulls up for the shot off the front of the rim. No, but the putback, no on the second chance for Jackson Connor. Rebound, Sun Prairie East. Chance to extend the Cardinal lead. Quickly in front, Zogstad trying to take it himself like a locomotive, but he gets knocked down. Shot no good. Here comes Verona with numbers. Williams the response to tie the game. Off the glass, good for two. Cameron Williams, 14 points. And the Wildcats and Cardinals are all square at 41.
I love Williams' game. We had monster dunks at the 608 tournament. He's playing great tonight.
Raymer, baseline, left hand, good. 9 points now for senior Max Raymer. Left side, oh, nobody back on defense for Sun Prairie East. The layup was missed by John Jack, but then the putback is good. Tie the game at 43, 15-20 to go.
Jackson Connor with that putback there. What happened on defense there for Sun Prairie East?
Nobody got back for the Cardinals. First points of the night for Connor. Oh. Shot no good. Rebound Verona. Chance to go back in front. No-look pass from Buss, right side. Into the paint, Williams, too strong, no good, and Raymer comes away with the clean rebound. Chris Davis Jr., left side, leading scorer in the nation in high school basketball a year ago. Into the paint, and he's fouled prior to the shot. Just over 3 minutes into the second half, tied at 43, in what may be one of our best Prep Mania showcases of this season on 100.5 ESPN. We welcome all of you watching on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel as well. Inbound pass, quick three, Max Glusick, first points of the night, and the Cardinals have a three-point lead. Timeout, Cottrell Robinson and the Verona Wildcats. 14:49 to play in the game. Cardinals up three, 30-second timeout here on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. At Canopy Wealth Management, they believe in the continued development of partnerships for good within their communities and giving back where they can. The team at Canopy emphasizes building local relationships and believe that values matter and strengthen the communities. When you work with Canopy, care, competence, and clarity isn't just a tagline, it's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started on your financial future today. Canopy-wealth.com. Dennis Semerow, the Canopy Wealth Management game plan for both of these teams. Verona with the basketball down by three.
Yeah, be ready for East to shoot a lot of threes. They have, and they've only given up three. Be ready to face multiple defenses and play our game. Take care of the ball. Don't settle for one pass and a shot. They're doing a great job of attacking the rim on the boards. The other side for Sun Prairie East, move the ball, get paint touches, attack the glass, and defend. Get bodies in the paint.
Wildcat basketball down three, 46-43 out of the timeout. Three-point shot, no good. Would have tied the game. Instead, here comes Sun Prairie East. Chris Davis Jr. soaring all the way to the bucket. Good for two. 27 points and still going.
What was that bringing the ball down? Like he was going to bring between his legs, alley-oop type, but laid it in.
Williams tries to put it up. Contested, no good in the paint, and Davis muscles the rebound away. 14-10 to go in the game. 48-43, Sun Prairie East by five. Davis fakes the handoff. Now right side, goes all the way downhill and lays it up. Good for two. 29 for Chris Davis Jr. Arkansas State's getting a good one next year. Talk about fun belt. Down the baseline. Up top, Murphy. He's going to Northern Michigan next season. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound to Sun Prairie East, up by seven, looking for more. Chance for the largest lead of the night. Halfway down and out, no good. Rebound, Verona. Across midcourt, quickly, Bennett Buss slows down the offense. Now to regroup for the Wildcats. Buss, kick it left. Into the hands of John Jack. Now back to Buss, back John Jack, left wing. Swing it all the way to the top of the key. And all the way out near the midcourt circle, Williams resets. Down to the right block. Murphy had it stripped by Davis. But I think they're going to call a foul on Chris Davis Jr.
Oh,
and a technical foul is now called as he barked back. Oh, no. That could be a significant turning point in this game. Chris Davis Jr. picks up the foul on the loose ball, and then a technical sends Drew Murphy to the free throw line.
And the technical is a personal foul. So that picks up two right away. Sun Prairie East had one foul total in the game coming to that point.
Drew Murphy's first free throw is up and good. Stoughton Health provides trusted care close to home. They're proud to support all of the area's student-athletes and wish them all the best this season, from rehab to ortho care. Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit stoughtonhealth.com to learn more.
Wait a minute.
I haven't seen the scoreboard update, but I'm pretty sure Murphy made those free throws, didn't he?
Yeah, but, there we go.
All right.
He made one.
He got one of the two. All right, just taking a second to regroup here. 50-44 is the score. 13-14 to play. Murphy, one of two at the line. Handoff. Williams, quick to the bucket. Good for two. Momentum has shifted back to the Verona Wildcats. They're down by only 3 points now. And, yes, so Murphy made both free throws. They just updated the scoreboard. Having as many issues as our video stream appeared to have had to start this broadcast tonight. Raymer back up good for two. 52-47, 12:50 to play. Cardinals up five. Raymer's came to play here in the second half. Had some issues in the first half. He went to the locker room in the mid stages, but he's been good since he's been back on the floor. Williams, right baseline, is blocked by Davis, but a foul is called. I don't think they're going to get that on Davis. I think it was prior to that. Yep, looks like they're going to call it on Sogstad. Or correction, Alex Kloon picks up the foul. 32, not 23. And it does send Kamar Bridges-Miller to the free throw line with 12:37 to play here in the game. 52-47 the score. Bridges-Miller sets, fires, first free throw up and good. If you're just joining us, the 7th-ranked Sun Prairie East Cardinals, 8-3 on the season, 6-1 in Big 8 conference play. They are second place in the conference. The Verona Wildcats, 11-1 on the season. They lost the opener and have won every game since, including a perfect 7-0 record for first place in the Big 8 conference.
Yes, Sun Prairie's back-to-back losses. Lost to Middleton last week, who's got their big dude back. And
That's Will Garlock, if you're looking for a name there.
Garlock, I was thinking the other night. But, yeah. Will Garlock had been out since last spring with a broken foot, and he's back averaging a double-double for Middleton.
Empty trip for Sun Prairie East. Three-point attempt. Bust, no good. Offensive board for Verona, chasing it down left baseline. Kick it all the way up top. Murphy this time for three. Comes up short. And a rebound into the air collected by Max Raymer of Sun Prairie East. 6 minutes in to the second half. 12 minutes to go and counting. Cardinal basketball up by four. Davis into the paint, draws contact. Tried to shove it up toward the glass and was able to initiate the contact and get to the free throw line, where he is a pretty good free throw shooter.
That'll be foul number three. Big one on Cam Williams.
Williams has 16 points on the night for the Verona Wildcats. We'll see if he stays on the floor. 11:51 to go. Davis, a 78% free throw shooter this year. Again, committed to Arkansas State, where he'll go play next year. Transfer from Sun Prairie West High School. I'm sure if you're a fan of high school basketball in the area, you're familiar with the story of Chris Davis Jr.'s journey here, including the passing of his father, Chris Sr., during the summer. Very tragic.
And he actually started his career at Madison East.
Second free throw good for Davis at the line. 54-48, 6-point advantage for Sun Prairie East.
And Davis with 31 now.
Kamar Bridges-Miller in the paint. Shot up off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Sun Prairie East. In the first half, Verona had a lot of second chances with offensive rebounds. That has been taken away from them here by the Cardinal defense in this second half. Loose ball collected by Verona. And a foul goes against Sun Prairie East. They're going to get Tristan Fry diving on the floor, picking up the foul. Fourth team foul on the Cardinals. Just two on Verona here in this half with 11:30 to go. Running downhill off the inbound, Cameron Williams, no good, no whistle. Rebound, Sun Prairie East, left side of the floor. Raymer, cross-court pass. Davis, quick trigger three, no good. Weak side rebound is collected by Verona, batted from behind. Cardinals have it in the front court. Left side, wide open three. Glusick couldn't finish. Buss now picks it up on a bounce in transition. Front court, and a little lob as he stops with a floater in transition. Buss good for two. 54-50, 11 minutes to play. What a game. Davis soaring inside, can't finish, gets a second chance, no, third time, draws contact. Shot still no good, but Davis will get free throws.
At some point you say, just dunk it. But it was good. He was trying to put it back off the glass, and Verona was contesting every one of those putbacks.
Zimbraconda, been a part of the Madison community since 1973. Their customer service is second to none, and you can experience it for yourself at two convenient Madison service locations on Fish Hatchery Road and right over here on Grand Canyon Drive. From simple maintenance to expert repairs, Honda-certified technicians handle it all. Need new tires? Dennis Semrau for a limited time at Zimbraconda. You buy three tires, and you get that fourth for how much?
$1.
Shop local. Shop Zimbrick Honda. First free throw good for Davis at the line. 55-50. Sun Prairie East, the seventh-ranked team in the state in the Division I boys basketball with sports coaches poll, trails the fourth-ranked Verona Wildcats. Verona's won 11 in a row after losing the opener to the Milwaukee Academy of Science down in the Thanksgiving showcase in Racine.
And that is a team that could win at any level in the state. That is fantastic team.
Yeah, they'll be at the Kohl Center. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I'll be calling their games.
6-point lead for the Cardinals. Bounce pass in the paint. Murphy, layup, no good. Loose ball collected by Glusick in the corner. A couple of lights were off on the other end of the gym. They just turned them on during that trip down the floor for Verona, and you have to wonder if that may have thrown off Murphy a little bit. Meanwhile, lights are on this end, and Raymer puts it in good. 58-50, Cardinals up 8.
Nice use of the left hand off the glass. Very fundamental. He's down on that one.
Left side of the floor. Here's Verona down to the left paint. Working inside, and a contested shot for Murphy. The Sun Prairie bench thought it was a clean block. Instead, they do call a foul, and Murphy will shoot free throws. Fifth team foul on the Cardinals with 10:07 to go in the game. Murphy's first free throw is good.
4 years of varsity basketball, the biggest improvement for Murphy is that the teams were beating him up his first 2 years. He's gotten more physical into the weight room, and now he scores at all three levels, and he plays through contact. That's what got him playing at the next level.
Northern Michigan will acquire Drew Murphy, part of basketball royalty.
They're going to get a good one now.
Area.
And three other Wisconsin players up there. So they're doing a good job recruiting here.
Including a few familiar faces from Zimbraconda's Prep Mania over the years we've called games here together. Dennis. Oh, Davis with the layup. Did you see that? Left hand off the glass, falling to the floor, and it's good for an 8-point lead. 60-52, 9:40 to play in the game. Buss weaves into the paint. Williams lost control. Or correction, that's Kamar Bridges Miller. Sun Prairie fans wanted a double dribble call. They did not get it. Bridges Miller has it batted away by Raymer. Nope, Murphy has it. 5-on-4 if they can get it quickly. Buss right side. They did not get it quickly, so they'll reset. Murphy, right wing, gets past Davis. Batted off a defender into the hands of Amari Phillips. Phillips to the corner for nobody and out of bounds.
That was a great chess match on defense. Sun Prairie, everything that Verona did, they countered. And Verona kept coming back and coming back and coming back. And still got a possession. That's what builds minute 60-second possessions.
And correction, my view was partially obstructed there. It did go off a Sun Prairie East defender out of bounds, so it stays with Verona. 9:10 to play, approaching the midway point of the second half. Bridges Miller deflected at the glass. Here comes Sun Prairie East. Glusick out front. Tap it back. 3-point shot, no good for Gavin Meese. Rebound Verona. Midway through the second half. 8-point lead for the Cardinals. Left wing, Bennett Buss. Guarded one-on-one by Glusick. Buss instead feeds right side for Phillips. Phillips over to the right corner. Kamar Bridges-Miller has 12 points in this game. Bridges-Miller make it 14 as he's good from the right baseline. 6-point advantage for the Cardinals. 60-54, 8:30 to play. A lot of timeouts left for both of these teams. The only one called so far was by Verona. Is that an announcer's jinx? As Sun Prairie East calls a timeout with 8:28 to play. 30-second timeout, we'll take it with them. 8:28 to go, 60-54. Sun Prairie East leads Verona on Zimbraconda's Prep Mania. Jesse Nelson, Dennis Semrau, Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania, Thursday night showcase, and it's a good one. Top 10 teams, boys basketball, 7th-ranked Sun Prairie East with a 6-point advantage over 4th-ranked Verona. with 8:24 now and counting after the inbound pass comes in for the Cardinals with the lead into the left corner. Driving left baseline, Vogler back out. Three-point look for Raymer, no good. Into the hands of Vogler, offensive rebound. Klusik will try off the side of the backboard. Raymer's there to clean it up. What a good teammate. Puts it in, good for two. No harm, no foul, and an 8-point lead for the Cardinals.
Raymer's shown his athleticism underneath there. A three-sport athlete, a football, quarterback, and a golfer.
Murphy driving right side, down to the block. Contact, and they're going to wave it off. Oh. No. The official was right on it.
No continuation on that one.
NBA, that counts.
I think we call foul on Raymer, actually.
Looks like that's going to be on Rand. That was the last foul to give for Sun Prairie East in this half, more significantly. So free throws the rest of the way for the Verona Wildcats with just under 8 minutes to go in an 8-point game. A lot of points still to be had on that board over these final 8 minutes.
Oh.
We are a long way from the finish line. Davis takes the inbound pass the other way. Davis right side, contact, counted and one. Davis with a chance for a three-point play at the line. Sun Prairie East, largest lead of the night.
I was going to say, the first time we've gotten to double digits either side. And that was playing through contact, getting to the free throw line.
38 points for Chris Davis Jr. That's what he averages per game through 12 this season. Chance to go over with the free throw, and he does.
Little Tanjay action there, 9 for 9 from the line.
And an 11-point lead for Sun Prairie East on their home floor over the Verona Wildcats. Critical game for playoff positioning and for Big 8 conference supremacy this season.
Both teams won the regular season last year. Both teams won on their home court.
Murphy's pass deflected out of bounds by the Cardinal defense, which has really stepped up its game here in the second half.
Yeah, they're attacking the rim on defensive boards, in particular, holding Verona to one shot. A little bit better job of blocking out. A lot of times rebounding is who wants it more. I think they want it more this half.
Murphy had it intercepted. Taken away by the Cardinals. Pass into traffic. Davis has it right side. And he slows down the Cardinal offense, saying we're playing with a lead, fellas.
Yep.
Let's make sure we get a good look here. Davis, hands off left wing. Raymer, down to the left block. Raymer draws contact. He's fouled. 7:24 to play. I think they're going to call that a shooting foul, and he'll get free throws.
Raymer was all-conference defensive back as a junior quarterback this past year. He loves the contact.
Throw it, nail it, celebrate. Check out the buzz at Madison Axe, your state-of-the-art entertainment spot with 8 lanes of axe throwing, interactive games, plus digital target projection and scoring. For even more fun, check out the indoor backyard, 2,000 square feet of shuffleboard, cornhole, yard games, and more. Perfect for a night out with the family or for parties. Madison Axe is your destination for all things fun. Go to MadisonAxe.com or head to their location on Stoughton Road today. One of two, Raymer at the line. Here's Verona in transition. Three-point shot forced maybe a little prematurely. No good. And it goes out of bounds on the baseline. Are they going to say that was actually blocked a little bit? It was last touched by Sun Prairie East. So it's going to be Verona basketball on that end. But trailing by 12, largest lead for either team tonight. Right now with the Sun Prairie East Cardinals.
It's the biggest difference. First half, Verona was getting those second, third chance points. They're not getting them this half.
Eli Anders into the game for the first time tonight. Now Buss into the paint. Free throw line, back pedals. Buss, right side. Pump fake. Murphy, pull up jumper, mid-range. Good, Drew Murphy. Kind of a quiet night scoring for Drew Murphy, but he's been doing a lot for the Wildcats to keep them in this game. 10-point lead for the Cardinals with the basketball. Under 7 minutes to go. Davis right side. Blocked at the glass. Falls over a defender who inadvertently Buss had fallen to the floor. So what's the whistle here? Are they going to say that was a shooting foul? Yes. So Davis will go to the line and he'll get two. The shot was no good.
We can make the call here. And they're going to call, unfortunately, on Buss.
Yeah, so he gets the foul on him, and then he gets trampled on for good measure at the conclusion of the play. Tough break.
Being in the wrong place at the wrong time. When you got Davis, the train coming through.
First free throw is good for Chris Davis Jr. That's 40. Sensational score. Did it last year at Sun Prairie West, now doing it at Sun Prairie East across town. Make it 41.
11-11 at the free throw line, too. You want to be a scorer, make your layups, and get to the free throw line. And that's what he's doing.
Foul called. Amari Phillips can't get the bucket to go, but he will get two free throws now with 6:40 to play in the game.
Yeah, is it going to be a Fry, I think? Yep, 14, Tristan Fry.
So two free throws no matter what here for Amari Phillips. The first is up and good. Cuts the Sun Prairie East lead back down to 11.
Both teams in the bonus now will be shooting free throws the rest of the way.
A lot of free throws going to determine the outcome of this game. Phillips' second free throw is good. 10-point lead for the Cardinals. 6:40 and counting on Zimbraconda's Prep Mania. Right side Fry, kick it up top for Davis. Again, he says, everybody calm down. Let's slow it a little bit. Trying to put the pressure on Anders, gets in his face. So Davis has to go into the paint, lost control, able to track it down. Now passes underneath for Raymer, who goes up over Kamar Bridges-Miller and puts it in good for two.
Good feed for Davis, didn't force it, found the open man. Raymer converted.
Bus, top, how about a three? Anders is good. Eli Anders, first points of the night. The junior making his presence known off the bench. 9-point advantage for Sun Prairie East with 6 minutes to go. Davis, step back three is good from the top of the key. Have a night, Chris Davis Jr. The senior's putting on a show. Back to a 12-point lead as the team exchange threes on each end of the floor. Pass left side, or correction, right side for Kamar Bridges-Miller. Miller spins downhill, can't finish at the hoop, though, and it's taken away by Sun Prairie East and Chris Davis Jr. 5.5 to go.
43 points right now. 50 the magic number here. See if he can get it or not.
If he goes to the free throw line, he got to feel pretty good. How about another step back?
Oh,
man! It's a treat watching him every time we get to. Chris Davis Jr., 46 points. Bus, shot no good. Davis the rebound, out of bounds. And it's off of Davis's knee. It'll stay with Verona with 5:03 to go. He is one of one. Remarkable.
Davis, 5 threes. He had 8 against Janesville Craig last February. He might get it tonight the way he's shooting. Pulling up, pull-up jumper. You don't need to be shooting threes all right now when you got a 15-point lead. You just want to make sure you score every possession. Just get him the ball. He'll score every possession.
Bennett Buss pass right side, now gets it back at the top of the key, maybe just to the right-hand side off a screen. Now Murphy back up top for Phillips, going left. Phillips off the glass, good for two. Amari Phillips cuts the lead back down to 13, but that was a 15-point lead a moment ago for Sun Prairie East, largest of the night with 4.5 closing in on to play here in the game. How about a 3-4? Raymer off the front of the rim, no good, and a weak side rebound and a foul. Goes on Verona. Anders a little too aggressive going up to get it over the Sun Prairie East potential rebounder. So, and that does send the Cardinals to the line because of the foul situation now with 4:32 to go. So to the free throw line, Van Vogler, the junior, 1-1 situation. Front end, no good. Verona able to keep it in bounds. Cameron Williams, Wildcats get one there. Into the paint. Quick two. Yes, sir. Amari Phillips. Back-to-back buckets for Phillips. 76-65 with 4:15 to play. 11-point lead for the Cardinals. Davis. Good for two more. 48 points for Chris Davis Jr. as we close in on 4 minutes to go. It's a 13-point lead for the Sun Prairie East Cardinals. And now a stoppage.
Okay. Take a look at this. Number two.
Yeah, they actually have 65 points. Our scoreboard here says 64.
It went to one.
it did go to one for a minute.
Now they got to add that other point.
A few more points on that scored here tonight. 78-65 is the score with 4:01 to go in the game. Murphy to the free throw line. Front end of a 1-and-1 for Drew Murphy. The Northern Michigan commit is no good, so both teams missing their front ends. Into the front court now. Davis, left baseline, spins down to the block. Contested and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Verona, so it stays with Sun Prairie East with 3:53 to go. C 78-65 is the score, although the scoreboard here at the school says 64. I'm going to try and not be fixated on that, and we'll see if we get that corrected during one of our upcoming stoppages. In the meantime, Davis into the paint for two more. He doesn't care how many points Verona's got. He'll do it himself with Sun Prairie East. 15-point lead. On the other end, spinning downhill, Williams in and...
walking the dog.
Say he traveled with 3:36 to go. It's no good. And what could have been a swing for a chance at a three-point play instead results in a timeout. 80-65, Sun Prairie East leads Verona on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. Getting down to the final moments here on 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Jesse Nelson and the Dean Dennis Semrau, dreaming of transforming your home into the space you've always wanted? Wanakee Remodeling makes it happen. Whether it's stunning kitchen makeovers, cozy living room revamps, or complete exterior facelifts, their expert team is there to bring your vision to life. They're local, reliable, and dedicated to quality craftsmanship that stands the test of time. Call 608-442-0034 or visit WanakeeRemodeling.com today for a free consultation. Chris Davis Jr., Dennis, he's the story tonight as Sun Prairie East has a double-digit lead in closing time.
Jesse, just you can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him. You can't even hope to contain him tonight. And only question is, I wonder if they change that... Andres hit a three, if they changed that from a three to a two on
yeah,
the scoreboard.
Yeah, here's what let's do this, because otherwise I'm going to get tripped up by this. We're going to say let's go with the scoreboard here on site, 80-64.
So I'm assuming that three was changed to a two.
Yeah, 80-64 is what we'll call it. If they end up making the change, we'll make sure we make note of it, but we'll go in sync just so we're all on speaking the same language here at Sun Prairie East High School. So a 16-point lead for Sun Prairie East with 3:36 to go. It's Cardinal basketball inbounding. Still needing to go the length of the floor. Comes in for Davis. He's able to find some help against the full court press. Now up to the left side of the floor. Into the hands of a good free throw shooter, Tristan Fry. Fry guarded by Buss. Handoff for Chris Davis Jr. Davis is fouled. He'll shoot free throws. 1-1 with 3:22 to go. So, Dennis, if we're talking state championship aspirations for both of these teams, we knew they're top 10 contenders. What do you think with seeing them up close tonight?
Well, you've got a lot of great teams around the state, I'll tell you. DePere is one of them. Expect to see them back. But I think they both have some weaknesses right now to work on. I think anytime Sun Prairie East moves the ball, they can't be stopped offensively. They got to pick their defense up. We saw the adjustment at halftime, the rebounding the first half. And that was one thing that Coach Masolch told me about. And then for Verona, not really sure. I mean, this is a team that they're missing two pieces that I would say they would be definitely a state tournament team, but not having Stremlo and then Poteet here, everybody's got to be on their game.
Quick 2 points on the other end for Verona after Davis's free throws were both good. He has 52 points to his name tonight of the 82 for Sun Prairie East. And now another foul committed with 3:08 to go. Max Raymer will get a chance to put some more points on the board to his name. He's got 18 tonight. Nice scoring night for Raymer. That's his average on this season as well. Raymer doesn't get a lot of the love because all the attention Chris Davis Jr. gets is the reigning national leading scorer returning here to Sun Prairie East. But Raymer's a really good player, too. The quarterback of the football team, one of our featured EW Credit Union student athletes of the week in the fall, and he is certainly getting it done on the basketball floor as well. First free throw is good.
Yeah, playing his options, what he wants to do at the next level. He'll be doing something next year.
Raymer, good, and he's got 20 to go along with Chris Davis Jr.'s 52. It's 84-66, 18-point lead, Sun Prairie East. Coming the other way, Williams lost control of it.
Yep, Sun Prairie's just taking charge here in the second half.
Magic number was 82, they've hit that. Now they might be thinking about hitting 100.
Yeah.
Ball went off of Sun Prairie East, so Verona maintains possession. Murphy, step back three, trying to keep him in the game. And Drew Murphy connects for three. Wildcats won their showcase game at the 608 basketball tournament a few weeks ago before the turn of the year at Madison College. They've won every game except the opener against the Milwaukee Academy of Science as Davis flirts his way through a couple of defenders and up for 54 points with 2:35 to go. Layup no good on the other end. 17-point advantage, 86-69, and the Cardinals have the basketball. How many will Davis go for tonight? This is stolen away at midcourt. Murphy has it, left side. Now it's tapped away, and Sun Prairie East gets it back, and that's the kind of night it's been for Verona. Just not enough firepower to keep up with the Cardinals. Pass down low, layup no good, but Glusick is able to get his own rebound back out for Davis, approaching 2 minutes to go. Davis bounce pass, Raymer contact, no foul, shot no good, rebound Verona. Kamar Bridges-Miller into the front court. Bridges-Miller between the legs, kick it out for Buss in the right corner. Buss guarded by Fry, goes baseline, reverse layup, no good, a little off kilter, and a rebound to Sun Prairie East with a minute 45 to go. And a foul committed in the backcourt will send the Cardinals to the free throw line with just over 100 seconds to play. And some of the fans starting to head for the exits here at Sun Prairie East High School. Davis will go to the line. Can he hit 60 tonight, Dennis, is the question.
Yeah,
this guy's incredible.
And that is five fouls for Williams.
Of note, Chris Davis Jr.'s career high points in a single game is 61. He did it on December 28th of last year, 2023. He's got 55 as he hits the first. Sensational player, Chris Davis Jr. Second free throw is good. He's got 56. And a timeout with a minute 44 to go. We'll keep it right here on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania, 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Prep Mania is brought to you in part by the GRB Academy. They want to be part of your plan to reach your potential. Utilize GRB Academy's 52,000-square-foot facility, 14 batting cages, and 6,000-square-foot weight room with private instruction, group training programs, travel teams. GRB Academy prides itself on providing the highest level of coaching for the baseball player in your family. Visit grbacademy.com for more information. The GRB Academy, baseball for the serious player. 88-69.
56 for Davis.
An incredible 19-point lead for the 7th-ranked Sun Prairie East Cardinals over the 4th-ranked Verona Wildcats. Minute 40 to go as Bennett Buss brings it across midcourt. A lot of the starters still out there for Verona. Left side, three-point shot is up and good for Amari Phillips. 88-72, 90 seconds to play. Into the front court, Raymer drives inside. Now kick it back out for Fry. Fry back to Davis. Davis inside, puts it up for two more. He might be going for the personal record. He's got 58 now. Three away from his career high with a minute 13 to go. It's 90-72. Quick two for Bennett Buss. 90-74. Stolen away by Verona. Three-pointer for Murphy off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound to the Cardinals. And Fry is fouled with just under a minute to play. 59.6 on the clock. You want to know where some of the area's best talent is this year in high school basketball? We're looking at two of the teams that you should circle. And if you get a chance to get out to any of your local gyms, wherever you may be watching or listening to us, these two teams, when they come to town, bring your friends.
Normally, this is a depth, you know, balanced scoring for double figures for Verona. That should be a pretty good night, right? Well, not when the other team's got a player scoring 58. So. And Raymer with 20 right on top of it. That is a tough 1-2 punch.
Free throws for Tristan Fry, two no matter what. He misses the front end. Dennis, I didn't want to jinx it by saying this before the game, but when you looked at the cars in the parking lot, they got a DJ set up on the other end of the floor opposite us, the fans packed in here from both sides, this kind of had a sectional final type atmosphere.
Yes.
And you have a feeling these two teams could meet with big stakes in the postseason. Second free throw good for Fry.
Well, they played three times last year.
Right side Buss, no good. Yeah, they met in the regional semifinal last year. And Verona, as the 11 seed, came on the road and beat Sun Prairie East. Murphy with the putback good and a timeout with 48.5 to go in a 15-point game, 91-76. For over 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and the trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new or used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda in Madison today or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. Coming up after the game, we will award our Pizza Hut Player of the Game. Gee, I wonder who it's going to be. Wonder if that player will have a career high or not is really the only question at this point. 91-76. The next meeting for these two teams, by the way, Verona gets a chance at them at home. It is the penultimate game of the regular season, Friday, February 21st. You busy that night, Dennis? Do we want to do it again?
Yeah, we should.
Friday, cool. February 21st.
I'm free.
Sun Prairie East at Verona. And as Dennis mentioned a moment ago, these two teams met three times last year. I would not be surprised one bit if they play six times in 2 years if they meet in the postseason, probably in a further along round in the postseason than the regional semifinal a year ago. Something tells me the sectional round is where we will see these two teams meeting. You never know what the WIAA seating, but I have a feeling that's where the game should be in the postseason, all things, if they play out accordingly. Baseball pass deep down court. It is hauled in by Reed Sogstad, and he draws contact. Chris Davis Jr. gives a high five to the quarterback, Raymer, for completing a downfield pass. How do you know the quarterback was delivering that one? It was right on the money.
Yes.
Davis still having a good laugh about it out near midcourt.
When I was coaching youth, the first thing we did was to find out who was a quarterback in football, who could throw the ball the farthest down the court in case they already had that predetermined for the last couple of years. He had to wait his turn at Sun Prairie. They crank out all-state quarterbacks.
Sogstad good for both free throws at the line. 93-76, approaching 40 seconds to go.
And they break their average.
Bridges Miller goes up, and he's good for two. So now do they try to get it to Davis to set a career high? Davis is calling for it down court. 30 seconds to go. Glusick going to break free. He finds Davis down on the block. Davis puts it up no good. And an offensive foul is called on Davis. And they're going to call him for a foul. He's not happy about it. He wanted that career high by drawing the contact. Not happening. Inbound pass for Buss. I wonder if he knows it, and I wonder if everybody else knows it here. As Buss passes out of bounds, back to Sun Prairie. He'll get another crack at it here with 17 seconds to go. 58 points. Chris Davis Jr.'s career high is 61.
Get it to him for a three, get the foul and the and one. And,
they call it on. Raymer will go to the free throw line. He collected the inbound pass for the Cardinals. So it looks like Davis might come up just short of matching that career high tonight. But what a show for the Arkansas State commit.
Averaging 38, I thought around 40 maybe, but let's go for 50. Well, hey, why not at 50? Let's go for 60. Almost.
Again, if you missed it at the start of the broadcast, as the first free throw is good for Raymer, who has not had a quiet night, by the way. He's up to 21 points of his own. Chris Davis Jr., not only the leading scorer in the Big 8, or the leading scorer in the state of Wisconsin returning to high school basketball this year, the leading scorer in the nation.
Last year, yeah.
He's a senior this year, and he's going to Arkansas State next year. Under 10 seconds to go, three-point shot, right side, no good. Sogstad collects. Davis was calling for it. He gets it, puts up a three to match the career.
At the buzzer, yes!
Got it! A buzzer beater! And an exclamation point for Chris Davis Jr. 61 points ties his career high. And the sensational scorer puts on a show, leading the Cardinals to a 20-point win over the fourth-ranked team in the state. What a statement by Sun Prairie East. On the home floor, they win it by 20 over the Verona Wildcats.
Davis puts in the points, but it was a great team effort for Sun Prairie East for the Cardinals. You saw it at halftime, some major adjustments, limiting the second, third chance points that Verona had in the first half that kept them in the game and actually gave them a two-point lead that disappeared in the second half. And then when you got another score like Raymer, too, yeah, you can try to stop Davis, but Raymer ends up at 22 as well. And that is, look at that, 83 points. Most teams would be happy to get 50 or 60. They had two players that it got 83. And 98, that's six over the average, came in averaging 92. That is the eighth time this season that Sun Prairie East has scored at least 90 points in a game.
A 22-point swing in the final 18 minutes. Verona led the game 37-35 at halftime. Second half, all Cardinals. They win it by 20, 98-78.
63-41 outscored. 63. Most teams would like to score 63 in a game. They just did it in a half. Incredible.
We'll give you the final stat line, award our Pizza Hut player of the game. He's going to be eating good tonight. There is no doubt about that. That's all straight ahead on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania, 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. 61 points, tying a career high. Chris Davis Jr., the sensational scoring senior, helps propel the 7th-ranked Sun Prairie East Cardinals to a 20-point win on their home floor over the 4th-ranked Verona Wildcats. What a game tonight on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. 22 for Max Raymer. Fantastic display of scoring tonight for the Cardinals, who score 98 en route to the 20-point victory. Time now to award our Pizza Hut player of the game.
No one out-pizzas the Hut, and no one outperformed this player tonight. The player of the game is presented by Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Prep Mania. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
Well, Dennis, it was a nice night for Max Raymer. 22 points, well over his average scoring, at a number of assists and offensive rebounds that helped propel Sun Prairie East in the second half. Any other night, Max Raymer's our Pizza Hut player of the game.
Yes.
Tell us about Chris Davis, Jr.
But not tonight. It was
61 points, tying a career high.
Not today, baby. Not today. Yes, 61. 14 two-pointers, 6 threes, 15 of 15 from the free throw line. Sun Prairie East was 23 of 26. Oh, my God. That's why they're averaging 92 points a game. 61 for Davis. That ties the record he set against Carmen Northwest. In that game, he was 25 of 38 from field goals. We don't have his total attempts tonight. There were a lot. He made 20 shots. And he had a career 8 threes against Janesville Craig last year. He had 6 tonight, so he got close to that record as well. But Chris Davis Jr., 22 points in the first half. He's averaging 38. Yeah, maybe around 40. He scored 39 in the second half. Phenomenal. From all levels, he can score at all levels. And he pulled down that last three. Talk about pressure. You going to tie the record or not? Nothing but net.
Oh. You talk about sweet entertainment value. There is no one more fun to watch in the area this year and in the state than Chris Davis Jr.
And it could be even better if he improves his defense.
Yep.
It's getting a little bit better, and that's one thing they're really working on with the Cardinals. Is you got to be a complete player.
I liked what you said, Dennis, because he's going to Arkansas State next year, and they're going to get a good one. And if they can help improve him on that defensive side, the way college basketball is set up now, if you think about a player that could help lead a team in March and could go off on the national stage and could become one of the top transfer players, NIL opportunity, like you think of all the things that make college basketball what it is right now. Chris Davis Jr. has an opportunity, if he can go and do it at the next level and conclude through this high school season and be a great teammate and all the things we've talked about him for the last few years when he was at Sun Prairie West, now here at East. If he can do all those things next year, he's got a chance to be amazing.
Yeah, you can't be a problem. You've got to be able to play both sides of the ball. I mean, and you got to be coachable when you go to the next level. And that's what everybody's looking at. He's gone through a lot of stuff with his dad passing. And he's been at different schools. So people are going to kind of evaluate what kind of character is he. He's come into Sun Prairie East, and he's made this team now into a state-caliber type of team. And you watched a couple of where he had some nice assists. He fed Raymer on a couple of plays inside. He knows he can score at all times. It's when he gives it up that one time to get that other teammate involved or whatever, so the teams can't just put two and three players on him. But he can score through anything. I mean, we've seen him through contact. We've seen him go off loose balls. He made a couple of nice defensive plays. And tonight, I mean, what coach wouldn't want a guy that can just fill it up at will? I mean, you walk into a gym, and I don't want to even play the guy in a game of horse. Just give me five letters and I'm done. I mean, that's the way he is.
Speaking of filling it up, pizza and wings or wings and pizza?
Pizza and wings.
I like wings and pizza. The best deals have both, though, Dennis. Introducing Pizza Hut's original stuffed crust and wings bundle. It's the best of both worlds. You get a large one-topping stuffed crust pizza and 16 boneless wings with two sauces for just $19.99. What a deal. Order on the app or at PizzaHut.com today. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Prep Mania. 61 points, tying a career high. Congratulations to Chris Davis Jr. of Sun Prairie East. Tonight's Pizza Hut player of the game. They are trying to get the fans out of here as quickly as possible. The lights are starting to go down, so we have one more segment to go. We're going to say goodbye to our video streamers, though, so our video producer Pablo Iglesias can start packing everything up so they can get us out of here in time. So we do want to remind you one more time, thanks for joining us on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, those of you who are still with us there. Prep Mania's video stream is sponsored by Pemberton PI. When life takes an unexpected turn, turn to Pemberton Personal Injury Law Firm. Pemberton's client-centered approach ensures you're treated with respect, care, and compassion. Never just another case. With offices in Madison and Baraboo, Pemberton has the experience to secure the justice and compensation you deserve. Serving clients statewide, there's no fees until you win. Trust a firm that treats you like family. Visit Pemberton Personal Injury Law at PembertonPI.com. Dennis and I will wrap it up after this on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania, 100.5 ESPN, and farewell to you on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania, 100.5 ESPN, and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Jesse Nelson and the Dean Dennis Semrau at Sun Prairie East High School as the Cardinals come away, the seventh-ranked team in the state, with a 20-point victory over the fourth-ranked Verona Wildcats. As they clear out the gym, Dennis, your final thoughts on what was a thrilling Thursday night showcase on Zimbrick Honda's Prep Mania.
Well, last time Sun Prairie won a big title was when it was one school district, 2015-16 and 16-17. So now this moves the Cardinals into a tie with Verona, both teams 7-1 in the conference. Right behind them, though, Madison Memorial 5-2, and Middleton started out 0-5 since Garlock is back. Now they're 5-5, so tightens up the race a little bit there. Tonight, four players in double figures for Verona, led by Drew Murphy with 21. And you had 16 each for Bridges Miller and Cam Williams, 13 for Phillips. And like we mentioned, 61 for Davis, 20 for Raymer. And then five other players chipped in a little bit for Sun Prairie East. But the big dog, number four. And interesting, he wears his warm-up is number 23, which was his dad's number. And he's out there playing in honor of his dad. Chris Sr. passed away this summer. And I just really liked what I saw out of Davis tonight. He had the one mistake. He had a foul. And he bitched about it. Let's put it that way.
Let his emotion get the best of him.
And he got a tee. They got to control that, because when you can score, teams are going to try to take you out of the game, get in your head a little bit. That was his only mistake tonight, was picking that up. But that was the only foul he had the whole game.
Fantastic night for Chris Davis Jr. When we talk about players making the jump from junior to senior year to get to that next level, I do feel like what we saw tonight, you talk about the things from the last couple of years you wanted to see him improve upon as a player and as a teammate, seemed like he did a lot better job of that tonight.
You know, what do? You put somebody physical on him and he blows right by you. Try to put an athlete on him, he goes over it, or he physicals you. He plays through contact. That is the biggest thing I've seen this year. And Drew Murphy, the same thing with Verona. Your best players, you need them to be scoring on all three levels. Davis is scoring on five. Let's put it that way. Anywhere time he touches the ball, crossing half court, it's going.
Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. Zimbrick Honda's been part of the Madison community since 1973. Their customer service is second to none, and you can experience it for yourself at two convenient Madison service locations on Fish Hatchery Road and over on Grand Canyon Drive. From simple maintenance to expert repairs, Honda certified technicians handle it all. Need new tires? For a limited time at Zimbrick Honda, you can buy three tires, and then Dennis Semrau, you get the fourth for how much?
$1.
Shop local. Shop Zimbrick Honda. 98-78, Sun Prairie East beats Verona in a battle of top 10 boys basketball teams in the state. And the story, 61 points, tying a career high for the nation's reigning leading scorer from a year ago, Chris Davis Jr. Phenomenal showcase tonight on Zimbrick Honda's Prep Mania. Tuesday Night Hoops every week. We'll be back with you next week as well and continuing throughout the regular season, plus a few showcase games here and there. I want to thank everyone part of our broadcast crew tonight. Video producer Pablo Iglesias, audio producer Chrissy Birdsall, aided by Chuck Stanger, back in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison. For the Dean Dennis Simra, my name's Jesse Nelson. 98-78, Sun Prairie East beats Verona. The Cardinals improve to 9-3 on the season. Verona falls to 11-2 on the season, snapping an 11-game winning streak. Both teams now tied atop the Big 8 Conference with 7-1 conference records. And guess what? Friday, February 21st, second-to-last game of the season, might just determine who wins the Big 8. Again, for everyone part of our Prep Mania crew, my name's Jesse Nelson. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up next, ESPN Radio, the Houston Rockets and the Sacramento Kings. Look at that, a Thursday night doubleheader of hoops. 100.5 ESPN. That's coming your way next. This has been Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania.